Okay, so let's say you're heading to Medellin. Pretty exciting, right? And I bet you'd rather be like sipping on some amazing Colombian coffee than like trying to figure out the airport and all that. So that's what we're going to help you with today. We are doing a deep dive into this awesome Medellin Airport travel guide. It's like your secret weapon to make your trip so much smoother, like less of a tourist, more of a like you know what you're doing kind of traveler. We're going to be your airport Sherpas. We're going to guide you through all the ins and outs of the airport. Now, the official name is Jose Maria Cordova International Airport, but you can just call it Medellin Airport, or you can even call it Rio Negro if you really want to sound like you know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's right. And it's not just any airport. It's actually the second biggest airport in all of Colombia. It's a major hub. Like they have flights taking off like every 15 minutes. So that means you have a lot of choices. But it also means that you kind of need to know what you're doing to make sure you're navigating it well.
Okay, so this guide was saying that Avianca, they're kind of the big name there, especially if you're flying to Bogota. Like almost 37% of all the flights that leave Medellin every week are Avianca flights going to Bogota.
Avianca is a big deal there for sure. And that makes me think maybe we can outsmart the system a bit. If you're okay with like being flexible on your dates, you might find better deals by checking out those smaller airlines. The guide mentioned a couple, like Viva Air Colombia or Wingo, especially good for people traveling on a budget.
Ooh, good tip. Now, how about getting to and from the airport? What are our options? I'm seeing here that car rentals are about $81 per day, but that's for a whole week rental with unlimited miles.
If you're traveling with a group, like with your family or friends, minibuses are a pretty good deal. You can fit up to 14 people, and it's around $129, whether you just need a one-way or you need a round trip.
Okay, I gotta ask about these colectivos. The guide makes them sound kind of intense.
They're an adventure for sure. Way cheaper than taxis, though, because you're sharing the rides like a carpool, but with locals and a lot more spontaneous.
Sounds a little chaotic, but maybe fun. Any tips for someone who's never done a colectivo before?
Just go with the flow. They don't leave until they're sold. So you might have to wait a little bit. And they don't usually take you right to your door. They usually drop you off in like a central area. It's all part of the experience.
Okay, so I'll try to channel my inner explorer, but for those of us who like things a little more predictable, we can always just take a regular taxi, right?
Absolutely. Medellin airport taxis are super easy to spot. They're all white and they have fixed fares. So you know you're not getting ripped off. And they're considered very safe. Plus, you can also use ride-sharing apps there, like Uber, InDriver, and Didi.
So lots of choices. But this guide did mention that ride sharing is kind of in a legal gray area in Colombia.
Yeah, it is. The laws haven't quite caught up with the technology yet, so sometimes drivers will ask you to sit in the front seat just to try to be a little more discreet so they don't attract attention from the authorities.
That's smart. Speaking of avoiding trouble, this guide really stresses that you need to give yourself extra time when you're traveling to the airport, especially during rush hour. We're talking like an extra hour, easy.
Yeah, nobody wants to be stuck in traffic when you could be out exploring the city. My advice is get yourself a good traffic app, like Waze or Google Maps. They'll give you real-time updates, and they can suggest different routes if one way is backed up.
Okay, so what are some of our options?
If you're all about speed, the tunnel is the fastest. Then there's Las Palmas, Autopista Medellin, Bogota. And if you have time, you want to see some beautiful views, you could take Santa Elena.
Nice. Okay, so we know how to get to the airport, but what if I want to stay right there at the airport?
That's actually the thing. There's no hotel in the airport itself. But there are a bunch of hotels nearby that offer shuttle service. And some even have day rooms. So if you have a long layover, you can just chill out there for a few hours.
That makes sense. And I'm guessing Medellin City Center isn't too far away, so there must be tons of hotels there too. Okay, so how about the airport itself? What's the layout like?
Actually, this Medellin Airport Guide says that the terminal is really simple, really user-friendly. They say that even if it's your first time there, it's super easy to find your way around.
Okay, I like the sound of that. So walk me through it. What do I do when I get there?
Okay, so picture this. You land, you're on the bottom level. That's arrivals. You'll go through immigration, grab your bags. Everything's really clearly marked. No stress.
Okay, bottom level arrivals. Got it. And then where do I go for departures?
One level up, the middle level. That's for check-in and departures. You'll find all the airline counters, security checkpoints, and all the gates.
Okay, so pretty straightforward so far. What about the top level?
That's where all the food is once you've checked in
Yeah.
and gone through security. You can head up to the top level, grab a bite to eat, relax, enjoy those pre-flight vibes.
Three levels. Makes sense. I like it. Now, before we move on, let's talk about staying healthy in Colombia. This guide mentions that the tap water is generally safe, in big cities at least.
Yeah, that's true. But it's always better to be safe than sorry, especially if you're in a rural area. Stick to bottled water when in doubt. And while we're on the topic of health, make sure you pack a good first aid kit, just in case.
Good point. What about bug spray? Do I need that?
Definitely. And if you're planning on going up into the mountains, like the Andes, make sure you take it easy for the first few days. Give your body time to adjust to the altitude. Altitude sickness is not fun.
No, it's not. Okay, so hydrate, take it slow, and enjoy those mountain views.
Got it.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about something a little more fun. Colombian fruit. I know they have like amazing mangoes and bananas, but what else should I be on the lookout for?
Oh man, you're in for a treat. Colombia has so much biodiversity, which means they have all kinds of exotic fruits that you won't find anywhere else. Have you ever heard of lulo?
Lulo? No, I don't think so. It's this citrusy fruit, kind of tart. They use it in juices and desserts a lot. It's so good.
Lulo, okay, I'm adding that to my list. What else?
You got to try guanabana. This is the big spiky fruit. But don't let that scare you. The inside is like creamy and sweet, kind of like a mix between strawberry and pineapple and banana.
Wow, that sounds amazing. Guanabana it is.
I think you'll love it. Now, if you're feeling really adventurous, there's one more thing you could try. Aguardiente flavored yogurt.
Wait, what? Aguardiente in yogurt. I'm not sure about that one. Have you ever tried it?
I haven't had the pleasure. But I'm really curious to know what you think. Is it delicious? Is it weird? Maybe both. The world needs to know.
Okay, challenge accepted. I will report back with my verdict. So we've got transportation covered, we've got health tips, we've even got some adventurous food recommendations. What else does this Medellin Airport guide have for us?
Well, it talks a lot about packing for different climates and different altitudes. Because Colombia has such diverse geography, you'll need clothes for warm weather and cooler mountain temperatures.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'll pack for everything.
Good thinking. And remember what we talked about with ride sharing?
You mean sitting in the front seat?
Exactly. It's all about being discreet and blending in. But in general, just be aware of your surroundings, just like you would in any big city. Don't flash expensive jewelry or tons of cash, and keep an eye on your stuff, especially in crowded areas.
Good advice. I want to enjoy my trip without any unnecessary stress.
Exactly.
So are you feeling more prepared for your Medellin adventure?
I am, definitely.
I feel like we've got a secret weapon now.
That's what we like to hear.
So before we move on to some other parts of your trip, are there any other like interesting or surprising things from this guide we haven't talked about yet?
Let me think. Well, besides that Aguardiente flavored yogurt, of course, I did see that they mentioned an airport lounge. Sounds pretty nice.
Yeah, airport lounges do sound nice. What's the deal with this one?
I don't know all the details. The guide doesn't really go into specifics about what they offer. But if you have time, when you're looking for a little pampering, it might be worth checking out.
I'm already picturing myself with a mimosa. Okay, but let's get back to the practical stuff. You mentioned packing for different climates and altitudes. What does that mean in terms of like actual packing strategy?
Layers.
Yeah.
That's the key. Bring breathable fabrics for the warmer areas and maybe a light jacket or sweater for the evenings. And if you're going up into the Andes, you'll definitely want a fleece or a packable down jacket. It can get really cold up there.
And I bet a good pair of hiking boots would be a good idea, too, if I'm planning on doing some exploring.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Colombia has amazing hiking trails. So, yeah, definitely bring good shoes.
Okay, noted. Now, switching gears a bit, does the guide mention anything about, like, cultural insights or etiquette tips that would be helpful for a first-time visitor?
Well, Colombians are known for being really warm and hospitable. You'll probably meet a lot of friendly people. But it's always nice to try to speak a little Spanish, even if it's just basic phrases like hello and thank you.
I've been brushing up on my Spanish, so hopefully I can impress them.
I'm sure they'll appreciate it. Also, keep in mind that Medellin is a big city. It's like any urban environment. It's good to be street smart. The guide recommends sticking to well-lit areas, especially at night, and areas with lots of people around.
Yeah, that's always good advice, no matter where you are. Does the guide mention any specific areas in Medellin that we should check out?
Yeah, they highlight El Poblado. It's a really popular spot for tourists, known for its trendy restaurants and bars and boutiques. But if you're looking for something a little more off the beaten path, Comuna 13 is really interesting.
Comuna 13, what's that?
It used to be one of the most dangerous neighborhoods in Medellin, but it's totally transformed. Through art and community initiatives, now it's a hub for street art and music and local culture.
Wow, that sounds really cool. I'm all about seeing the authentic side of a city. Anything else I should add to my itinerary?
They also recommend Plaza Botero. You'll find a bunch of sculptures there by Fernando Botero, a famous Colombian artist. His work is really distinctive with those exaggerated rounded figures.
Well, I love Botero's sculptures. Yeah. They're so fun. Okay, so El Poblado, Comuna 13, Plaza Botero. My itinerary is coming together.
Sounds like you're going to have a great time. And remember those exotic fruits we talked about? The guide has a whole section on where to find the best ones.
Okay, tell me everything. Where do I need to go?
For a really immersive experience, I'd recommend a local market. They mentioned Minorista Market. You can find all kinds of amazing fruits and vegetables there and other local specialties.
Ooh, a market adventure. I'm in. So besides the Lulo and Guanabana, is there anything else I should look for?
They suggest trying maracuya, also known as passion fruit. It's got this tangy, sweet flavor. Super refreshing.
Maracuya, got it. Okay, this list of fruits is getting long.
You won't be disappointed. And if you're feeling adventurous, you could always try a salpicón. It's a Colombian fruit salad that usually has maracuya in it, along with other tropical fruits, like papaya and pineapple and watermelon.
A salpicón. That sounds like the perfect thing to eat on a hot day. Okay, so we've got markets, we've got neighborhoods, we've got art. Is there anything else that the guide says is a must-do in Medellin?
They suggest taking a cable car.
Yeah.
Up to Comuna 13. It's a fun way to get there.
Mm.
And you get incredible views of the city.
A cable car ride. Sign me up.
Okay, what about nightlife? Any recommendations for experiencing Medellin after dark?
They mentioned Parque Lleras. That's the place to be for nightlife. Lots of bars and clubs and restaurants.
Parque Lleras it is. Sounds like Medellin really comes alive at night. Anything else I should know about the nightlife?
Just be aware of your surroundings. Like I said before, be careful, especially at night. Don't walk alone in dark areas.
Got it. Safety first. Okay, now let's go back to the airport for a second. The guide says there's no hotel right in the airport, but what about hotels near the airport? There are quite a few, and lots of them have shuttle service. The guide specifically mentions the Movich Hotel Las Lomas. It's supposed to be really comfortable, and it's very close to the airport.
So even if I have a really early flight, or a late arrival, I can still find a place to stay without going too far.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if you're on a budget, you can check out hostels in the town of Rionegro. It's right by the airport.
That's good to know. Now, I'm curious about something. We've talked a lot about different ways to get around, but what about buses? Are buses a common way to get around Medellin?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Medellin has a really good bus system called the Metro Plus. The guide recommends it. It's cheap and easy to use.
Tell me more about this Metro Plus. How does it work?
It's kind of like a subway. But with buses, it has dedicated bus lanes and modern stations. You can get a rechargeable card called a Civica card, and you use it to tap in and out at the stations. The guide has all the details about routes and fares and how to use the system.
That sounds super convenient. I'm definitely going to check it out. Okay, so before we wrap up this Medellin Airport deep dive, are there any other hidden gems or tips that the guide reveals?
One thing that I thought was interesting is that they recommend getting a SIM card right at the airport. Apparently, you can find good deals on local data plans there, which could be really helpful for navigating the city and staying connected.
That's a great idea. I always feel so lost without data when I'm traveling.
Yeah, it's definitely a must-have these days. They mentioned Claro, Movistar, and Tigo as the main providers, and they say you can find kiosks for all three right in the arrivals area.
Perfect. So I don't have to waste time trying to find one later. What about currency exchange? Should I do that at the airport or wait until I'm in the city?
Actually, the guide says you'll get a better rate if you wait until you're in the city. So I'd recommend either using ATMs or bringing U.S. dollars to exchange at a Casa de Cambio.
Okay, good to know. I always wondered if those airport exchange places were a ripoff. So ATMs or Casas de Cambio. Got it. Okay, so before we wrap up this part of our deep dive, any other like quirky things that you noticed in the guider?
Well, besides that aguardiente flavored yogurt, which we still need to hear your review of, they recommend bringing a reusable water bottle. Apparently, Medellin is pretty eco-conscious, and you can find water refill stations all over the city.
I love that. Sustainability is important, so I will definitely pack my reusable bottle. Okay, so let's recap for our listeners. Who are getting ready for their Medellin adventures?
We covered a lot of ground today. We talked about navigating those crazy colectivos. We figured out the airport layout. We even discovered some hidden culinary gems, like Lulo and Guanabana. So you're armed with all kinds of insider knowledge to make this trip amazing.
We also talked about packing for all kinds of weather, staying safe, being street smart, and even learning a few Spanish phrases. And don't forget those practical tips, like getting a SIM card at the airport and exchanging your money in the city to get a better rate.
Right. And most importantly, don't forget to have fun. Be spontaneous. Try new things. Medellin is an incredible city. And with a little planning and an open mind, you're going to have an unforgettable experience.
So, listener, are you feeling prepared to conquer Medellin Airport and dive headfirst into your Colombian adventure? We've given you the tools. Now it's your turn to explore. Safe travels. And please let us know if you find that aguardiente flavored yogurt. We're dying to know.
Happy travels. Enjoy every moment. Okay, so while I was looking through this guide, I noticed something else. They mentioned that there's a dedicated airport lounge, which could be a nice little perk if you have the time.
Ooh, airport lounges always sound so fancy. What do we know about this one?
Not a ton, unfortunately. The guide doesn't really go into detail about what they offer, but it might be worth checking out if you want to treat yourself
Yeah.
or if you have a long layover.
Yeah, I could definitely see myself relaxing there with a mimosa or something. But okay, let's get back to practical stuff for a minute. You mentioned packing for different climates and altitudes. What does that actually look like?
It's all about layers. Like for the warmer areas, pack breathable fabrics and maybe a light jacket or sweater. For the cooler evenings, and if you're going up into the Andes, you'll want something warmer, like a fleece or a packable down jacket, because it can get cold up there.
And I'm guessing some good hiking boots would be a good idea too, if I'm planning on doing any hiking.
Absolutely. Colombia has some incredible hiking trails. So yeah, definitely bring good shoes.
Okay, good to know. Now, does the guide mention anything about like cultural stuff or etiquette tips? That would be helpful.
Well, Colombians are generally known for being very friendly and welcoming, so I think you'll be fine. But it's always a good idea to try to speak a little Spanish, even if it's just basic phrases like hello and thank you. It shows that you're making an effort.
I've been trying to learn some Spanish, so hopefully I won't embarrass myself too much.
I'm sure you'll do great. And also, just remember that Medellin is a big city. So like anywhere else, it's good to be street smart, stick to well-lit areas, especially at night, and areas where there are lots of people around.
Yeah, that's good advice, no matter where you are. Does the guide recommend any specific areas to check out in Medellin?
They mentioned El Poblado. It's a popular area for tourists, known for its trendy restaurants and bars and shops. But if you're looking for something a little more authentic, they recommend Comuna 13.
Comuna 13. I've never heard of that.
It's really interesting. It used to be one of the most dangerous neighborhoods in Medellin, but it's gone through this amazing transformation through art and community initiatives. Now it's known for its street art and music and local culture.
Wow, that sounds really cool. I definitely want to check that out. Anything else I should add to my itinerary?
They also suggest going to Plaza Botero to see the sculptures by Fernando Botero. He's a Colombian artist, and his work is really unique. You'll recognize it right away with those exaggerated rounded figures.
Oh, I love Botero. His sculptures are so fun. Okay, so El Poblado, Comuna 13, Plaza Botero. My list is getting longer.
Sounds like you're gonna have an amazing time. Oh, and remember those exotic fruits we were talking about? The guide has a whole section on where to find the best ones.
Okay, tell me more. I'm ready for my Colombian fruit adventure.
For a truly authentic experience, go to a local market. They recommend Minorista Market. You can find all sorts of amazing fruits and vegetables there, and other local delicacies.
A market adventure, I'm in. So besides the Lulo and Guanabana, what else should I look for?
They suggest trying maracuya. It's also called passion fruit, and has this really tangy, sweet flavor. Super refreshing.
Maracuya. Got it. Okay, I'm writing all this down.
I think you'll love it. And if
Okay.
you're feeling adventurous, you can always try a salpican. It's a Colombian fruit salad that usually has maracuya in it, along with other tropical fruits like papaya and pineapple and watermelon.
Salpican, that sounds delicious. Okay, so we've got markets, we've got neighborhoods, we've got art. What else?
They say you should take a cable car up to Comuna 13. It's a fun way to get there, and you get amazing views of the city.
A cable car ride. Sounds fun. Okay, what about nightlife? Where should I go?
They recommend Parque Eras. It's the main area for nightlife. Lots of bars and clubs and restaurants.
Parque Eras, it is. Sounds like Medellin has a pretty happening nightlife. Anything else I should know?
Just be aware of your surroundings. Like we talked about before, be careful,
Yeah.
especially at night. Don't walk alone in dark areas.
Yeah, for sure. Safety first. Okay, now let's talk about hotels again. The guide says there's no hotel at the airport, but are there any hotels near the airport?
Yeah, there are a bunch, and a lot of them have shuttle service. They specifically mentioned the Manovich Hotel Las Lomas. It's supposed to be really nice, and it's close to the airport.
So even if I have an early flight or a late arrival, I have options.
Exactly. And if you're looking for something cheaper, there are hostels in Rionegro, which is the town right by the airport.
Okay, that's good to know. Now, we've talked a lot about different ways to get around, but what about buses? Are buses a thing in Medellin?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Medellin has a really good bus system called the Metropolis. It's a great way to get around the city. It's cheap and efficient.
The Metro Plus. Tell me more.
It's kind of like a subway. But with buses, it has its own dedicated lanes and modern stations. You get a rechargeable card called a Civica card and use it to tap in and out. The guide explains how it all works.
That sounds pretty convenient. I'll have to check it out. Okay, so
Yeah.
before we move on, are there any other like hidden gems or secrets that the guide
Oh,
reveals?
yeah, there was one more thing. I thought this was really interesting. They recommend getting a SIM card right when you get to the airport. Apparently, they have really good deals on local data plans, which is super helpful for getting around the city and staying connected.
Oh, that's a great idea. I hate feeling like I'm lost when I don't have data. Do they recommend any specific providers?
Yeah, they mentioned Claro, Movistar, and Tigo as the main options. And they say you can find kiosks for all of them
Yeah.
right in the arrivals area.
Perfect. So convenient. Okay, what about currency exchange? Is it better to do that at the airport or wait till I'm in the city?
The guide actually recommends waiting. They say you'll get a better exchange rate if you do it in the city. So either use ATMs once you're there or bring US dollars with you and exchange them at a Casa de Cambio.
Okay, good to know. I always wondered if those airport exchange places were kind of a ripoff, so ATMs or Casas de Cambio it is.
Got it. Okay, so before we officially wrap up our Medellin Airport deep dive, anything else that jumped out at you from the guide? Any other like quirky things?
Besides that aguardiente flavored yogurt, which we're still waiting to hear about, I thought it was interesting that they recommend bringing a reusable water bottle. Apparently, Medellin is very eco-conscious. And there are water refill stations all over the city.
Oh, I love that. I'm all about sustainability, so I will definitely pack my reusable bottle. Okay, so let's recap one last time for all our listeners out there who are planning their Medellin adventures. Yeah, we covered a lot of ground. We talked about navigating those crazy colectivos. We figured out the airport layout. We even discovered some pretty amazing culinary adventures, like Lulo and Guanabana. So you should be feeling pretty prepared
Yeah.
and ready to make the most of your trip.
We also talked about packing for all kinds of weather, staying safe, being street smart, and even learning a little bit of Spanish. And of course, those practical tips, like getting a SIM card and exchanging your money in the city.
Exactly. And most importantly, don't forget to have fun. Be open to new experiences. Medellin is an incredible city, so soak it all in.
So, listener, are you feeling ready to take on Medellin? We hope so. We've given you all the tools. Now it's your turn to explore. Safe travels. And please let us know if you find that aguardiente flavored yogurt.
Yes, please report back. Have an amazing time.